75 years ago this month, the United States dropped atomic bombs on two Japanese cities. This is President Harry Truman addressing the nation after the first attack on Hiroshima.
With this bomb, we have now added a new and revolutionary increase in destruction to supplement the growing power of our armed forces.
On August 9, 1945, the second bomb was dropped on Nagasaki. In total, hundreds of thousands of people were killed, with more injured and disfigured. Shortly after, Japan's Emperor Hirohito unconditionally surrendered, ending the Second World War. Here he is addressing his nation, acknowledging the new terrible force that had been unleashed. He says, "The enemy has begun to employ a new and most cruel bomb, the power of which to do damage is indeed incalculable," adding that it would lead to the total extinction of human civilization. Our next guest was 8 months old when the first atomic bomb hit her home city of Hiroshima. Her name is Koko Kondo. Her father was Methodist minister Kiyoshi Tanimoto. But on the day of the attack, baby Koko was at her home with her mother.
That day, August 6, 1945, the clear blue skies and the air raid was off. So people started, you know, going out. And for example, my case, my father left early in the morning to help the other, you know, people. Then suddenly the whole house crashed.
And Koko and her mother were trapped beneath the rubble.
She moved little by little and she made a little hole. First, she put me out. Then she got out. She said when she was out from the house, the environment was completely different. Fires all over the place. So we barely made it.
The nuclear age had arrived.
Hiroshima, seen from the air after the atomic bomb blast that virtually erased this city of 340,000 people from the earth.
On the ground in Japan, there was horror, but America celebrated what they believed the bombs had achieved, the end of World War II.
The day of days for America and her allies. Washington is jubilant, and in Chicago, more than a million sing and dance in the streets. Joy is unconfined.
Koko and her family and other survivors stayed in the city. They believed the worst was over.
But then came something that would forever change perception of the bomb. It started in the hospitals.
People began to get sick.
But at that time, no one knew how to cure or no medicine, nothing.
They didn't understand about radiation sickness.
Oh, of course, we didn't know that there is radiation. So we did not go away. We stayed in Hiroshima City. May I tell you about my experience when I was a little girl?
Of course.
My father's were Methodist minister, so his church was located about less than half mile from a hypocenter. That means, you know, ground zero.
She recounts how a lot of survivors would come to her father's church. And when Koko was about three, she remembers one of them brushing her hair.
So I turned my head. I did see the fingers which holding the comb. The fingers, it were melted together.
Oh, my goodness.
I was shocked. But I didn't ask, even as a little girl. What's happened to your, you know, hand? What's happened to your face? What's happened to your body?
And as she realized over the years what had been wrought by the American attack, she vowed revenge.
As a child, I thought, if they never dropped the bomb, many children didn't have to, you know, become an orphan. So I said, someday when I'm grown up, I am going to revenge.
And this is when Coco's story becomes surreal, because in a strange twist of fate, she was able to confront the person who actually dropped the bomb on her city. And it happened on a 1950s American talk show hosted by Ralph Edwards.
This is Your Life. America's most talked about program is brought to you.
Koko's father, Kiyoshi Tanimoto, had been invited onto the program. He was asked about the day the bomb dropped.
What did you see? where I saw the whole city on fire. And many people running away from the city in silence. Their skin peeling off, hanging from face, from arm, but strange to say, in silence, it looked like a procession of ghosts.
Did you know 10-year-old Coco was there too on that stage. And then they brought on Captain Robert Lewis, who co-piloted the Enola Gay, the plane that dropped the bomb over Hiroshima. And this is what he said.
Shortly after, we turned back to see what had happened. And there in front of our eyes, the city of Hiroshima disappeared.
Now, you entered something in your log at that time.
As I said before, Mr. Edwards, I wrote down later, my God, what have we done?
Coco recalls her mother pointing at Captain Lewis.
She said, Coco, the person over there, his name is Captain Robert Lewis, who was a co-pilot of the Enola Gay. I was so shocked because, you know, I wanted to meet those people who were on the airplane so I can do the revenge. So just I was staring at his eye. You, the bad one, I'm the good one. But everybody just heard what he said. Right after he said, I wrote it on my log. My God, what have he done? And as I told you, I was staring at his eye. And I saw the tear came down. When I saw that, my goodness, I thought he's a monster. Uh-uh, he's the same human being like me. If I hate, I should not hate this guy. I should hate the war itself, which we human being caused.
She came up close to him.
I just wanted to touch his hand because I thought that's my way of showing I'm sorry, I hated you, but it's not you who I should hate. And he felt little Coco's hand touched his hand. He held my hand very tightly.
That meeting changed the course of Coco Kondo's life. She decided then and there she wanted to fight for peace and the end of nuclear weapons. It was many years later.
One day I opened a newspaper. The newspaper said, Captain Lewis passed away.
She says when she goes to the park that honors the dead of Hiroshima in Japan, she always remembers the man who dropped the bomb on her city, and she vows to herself,
Captain Lewis, please rest in peace. We shall never repeat our mistake.
That's peace activist Coco Kondo reflecting on 75 years since surviving the atomic bomb in Hiroshima, Japan. Her life's work has been to abolish nuclear weapons.